host, David Yanis, and you're listening, watching, and listening to Ignite Your Day. Ignite Your Day. I am hosting tonight, today's show, and I'm excited because this whole week we're going to be having different guests in here hosting and preaching and teaching to you. I'm hoping one of them will connect with you. I believe we have Malcolm Burton this week, Ginger Usher this week, Donald Rawls this week, and Mary Bostrom this week. So we're going to believe God that he's going to bless you and touch you and able to build you up. I'm taking this first show on this first day of the week to bless you and to be a blessing to you and to change things in your life. I want to talk to you today, if I can, about compassion. Compassion is an important thing to me. It shows me where God really loves and cares and blesses and wants to take care of each of us. So I know that he wants to do so much for us. And we have to understand that he's a loving, loving God. He knows how to bless. He knows how to love. But he also knows how to have compassion on each of us. And I want to read to you just a quick little scripture if I can. It's in Mark 2. I found my Bible. It's in Mark 2, verse 1. And this is found in the King James text that I'm reading. This is verse 1. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway, many gathered together in so much that there were no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word to them. It's amazing how when Jesus came into a place, people were excited. Amen. People were expecting. I want you to remember that. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, in other words, paralyzed, which was born of four, in other words, born of 4 years old. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the oppressed, they uncovered the roof. And where he was, when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto them, the sick of palsy, son, thy sins shall be forgiven thee. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Instantly, right there, Jesus forgave his sins. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why do this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit what they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went forth, and before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, and saying, we never saw it on this fashion before. I'm telling you right now, my friends, I'm telling you right now that God is able to do this. God was moved with the compassion of his friends. His friends were so concerned. They grabbed him, they went up on this roof, and they put him down into where Jesus was. They tore up a roof not knowing what kind of financial liability were they bringing on themselves. Now, I'm not telling you to tear off roofs of churches or houses, but that's what these men did. Don't tell us how, it doesn't tell us what their age was. I preached this sermon in Kenya. I preached a sermon in Kenya years ago, maybe 7 years ago. And when I preached the sermon for the first time in Kenya, I preached it on the first night, and I on purpose to get people to bring people out of compassion the second night. We finished the service and the lights were going off. The lights were powered by generators, and we're running out of gas. So we're in the middle of the slums out there preaching in Nairobi, and one of the children ran with some friends to a house. As we're taking down the stage and everything else, they grabbed this young girl out of her room, her house, or the kitchen table, eating dinner. They just dragged this girl, five girls, dragged this girl all the way to the stage. And when they brought her to the stage, they threw her in front of me. And they said, heal her. She's deaf. I looked at them and I looked at my ministers and said, hey, well, let's pray. So we laid hands on her. As we laid hands on her, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 of us, I think, all laying hands, all believing, all praying, as we're laying hands on her, I noticed that she is repeating the words that one of the translators are saying, and she's repeating the words in Swahili as he was speaking them. And I looked at her and I said, "You're healed, huh? You can hear me." So I tested her with just doing a few snaps here, a few snaps there, just testing her. And as we're testing her, I'm seeing that she's responding well. I'm seeing that she's moving well. And we're saying different things to her in Swahili, and she's understanding us, and she's nodding her head, yes. And her mother pulls up. Do not ever mess with a baby girl during dinner time with mama. Mama was mad. Mama was ticked off. Mama was like, "Who took my daughter?" I was scared. The girls were scared. I pointed at the girls, and the girls pointed at me. She's like, "Why do you take my daughter from my table?" I said, "Mama, hold on. Let's relax. Your daughter is healed." She's like, "Impossible. She's been deaf since she was born." I said, "Your daughter is healed." How many times the healing's there? And we just don't believe it. We don't receive it. It's done. It's finished. It's done. And I looked at this woman one more time. I said, "Mama, hold on." And I asked the translator to tell the young girl to say "Mama," whispered in her ears, and tell her to say "Mama." And she walked over there, and Mama's looking at the little girl, and the translator does what I tell them to do, does as I say to do. And all of a sudden, the little girl goes, "Mama." Whoa, man, Mama hit the floor. It wasn't the Holy Ghost. She fainted. She's laying on the floor. I walk over there to the translator, and I just give the little girl a hug. By that time, Mama's getting up off the ground, and Mama received Jesus Christ. And so did the little girl. God is good. Whenever you preach compassion, whenever you show compassion, whenever compassion is upon you, you will find healing, and you will find salvation every time. We'll be right back. Hi, this is David Yannis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148, or write down 148 Ignite, so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis. You're listening to Ignite Your Day. We're talking about compassion today. We're hoping God is changing things in your life. And we're just believing God is going to do some miraculous things for you. I'm excited because look at all these miracles. I can talk about all these miracles all day, every day. And I'm going to do that. But we're going to spread it out. I have some good friends. Malcolm Burton teaches amazingly. When I was in the studio watching his recording, as he put his shows together this last week, oh, it was so beautiful. I could sit there and listen to him all day. And there's not many ministers that I can say that I could do that with. But this guy, he amazes me. And I'm like, man, I want to grow up like Papa Malk. He's awesome. Then there's Ginger Usher. She's a very loving woman, great woman of faith. She's in studios, well, getting her shows together for you. And she just teaches on the love of God, being loved by God and knowing that you're loved by God and cherishing God's love. And there's other things she teaches as well, but she comes to the point of just a life of living and a life of praying. And then Donald Rawls, who teaches similar to what I teach in miracles, signs, wonders, but he teaches a lot on how to build your faith and how to break things that are on you. So you're going to enjoy them. You're going to join all three of them. I'm trying to get some more ministers involved into this network that we're building. And we're believing that as you see this broadcast here, that you're going to see this broadcast everywhere. As God opens the doors, we're going to see it broadcast everywhere. But anyway, talking about compassion today, believing God's going to do some great things. And we are believing God is going to touch you today, move things in your life, change things in your life, make your day ignited. Amen. Make your day full of faith. Amen. And make your day full of the Holy Ghost and what God can do. If you can bring the Holy Ghost into your life every day, and I know it's not easy, it's not hard, it's not easy, it's sometimes a little bit difficult, but the Bible says this, stir up the gift that's within you. Stir it up. It means if you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. If you can stand on faith, stand on faith. If you can pick up your hands and just praise Him, just pick up your hands and praise Him. He is God. He is God, and He's able to change the things that are happening around in your life. I believe it, and it's going to be done. I believe it, and it's going to be done. We're talking on compassion, and I want to tell you what, God has so much compassion on people that they don't even have to attend service, and He'll heal them. God has so much compassion on people that He will even move on the behalf of people. Move on the behalf of people that aren't even in service, because He has compassion. But He'll touch you to bring Him to service. He'll touch you to call Him. He'll touch you to ask Him to come. He'll touch you to be a part of it, and God will change things for them. I'm believing God. Amen. I'm believing God that right now someone's on your mind that you know that needs to hear this broadcast, that you know that needs to come to church with you, that you know that needs to get prayed for. And I'm believing God's going to change some things. I want to talk to you about my friend Marco in Mexico. Marco, I did not know this. I did not know this. But Marco paid for my hotels my first two times. He paid for my expenses from Mexico City to the area that we preached in Tula, Mexico. I'm Hispanic. Yes, I'm brown. But I don't speak the language. My wife speaks fluent Spanish. I do not. I can order in seven languages. After we leave the restaurant, I do not know what to say. Praise God. But that's just how God has me right now. I think I need to learn a little bit more food. If I could order in seven languages, I should be able to speak seven languages. Praise God. But I don't. And I will. Prayingly. I will learn many languages. I believe that in Jesus' name. But what I want to tell you right now, though, is that Marco has been a blessing. He had me at his house. He blesses me wherever we go. He had a friend named David Ricardo. I believe that was his name. Yeah, David Ricardo. He asked me to pray for one day. We have an amazing service. I'm going to cover Mexico in a different segment. I'm going to cover Mexico in a different segment, Hawaii in a different segment, Kenya in a different segment, South Africa in a different segment, Los Angeles in a different segment, and Humble and Katy, Texas in a different segment, in Nashville, this segment, all these cities that I've been to recently and seen God move, they're just not good for just one little segment. They need to have their own two or three shows. So we're going to do that. So Marco, and you'll hear about Marco again in those segments, but Marco asked me to come and pray for his friend. I just finished the prayer line. We're almost done. Over 400 or 500 people there, laying hands on them, and God instantly healed them. Eyes, ears, backs, necks, whatever, even tumors disappearing in front of us. I'm telling you this, God moved greatly. And then Marco pulls up in a truck, and I recognize Marco's truck, I thought he was in service. He went to go pick up his friend when I preached on compassion. Now get this, I preached on compassion, he went to go pick up his friend because he knew they needed to be touched by God. He brought his friend to me, and his friend was not in service. Just like the little girl in Kenya, she was not in service. This young man, this man that was paralyzed in the Bible, was not in service. But his friends dropped him in front of Christ, and Christ healed him. Jesus shows compassion when you show compassion. So he goes over there, picks up his friend, drives him, walks him in front. Now he's shaking, and his head's bobbling, and his body's moving weird. He just looks at me. I don't know what's wrong with him. And they never, in Spanish, when you're translating diseases and sickness, it doesn't always come out the same. So I looked at him and I said, what does he need? He goes, he just needs to be healed, brother. He goes, he's my compadre, you know, his childhood friend growing up. I said, great. I go, let's pray for him. So I laid hands on his head and I rebuked the spirit that was binding him. And I commanded the infirmity spirit to leave him in Jesus' name. And guess what? He looked a little better. I can't say he was 100% because I don't even know his issue. They just drive off. Drive by prayer. They just drive off. As they drive off, I go in and continue praying. Now, this is my first time there. I go in and continue praying and stuff. As I'm going through, finish up, I come back maybe 4 months later to the same area to preach, different churches, same ministers, but different churches that we were visiting. And I'm having breakfast at Marco's house. And Marco's having chicken, like roasted chicken for breakfast. I'm like, where's the eggs? Where's the bacon? I see the tortillas, but where's all the other stuff? Anyway, you'll find out watching this broadcast. I love food. And I went over there and he said, do you remember my friend that I brought to you? And I'm like, yeah. And we're talking through a translator. I'm like, yeah. He goes, David Ricardo. Yeah. He goes, he's well. I go, really? He's back at work in Carolina. He's working in Virginia. He has a business. He travels from the States back home here in Mexico. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, well, good. He was healed completely. He was healed completely. I go, what was wrong with him? He said the doctors looked at him and they said that he was fully healed. And they wrote in his file, no more Parkinson's. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that what God can do? Isn't that amazing? How God can take what seems to be a sickness of Parkinson's, which we hear not many people getting better, and he gets healed. God healed him. Now, I don't know if it was an instant healing, or I don't know if it was a progressive healing, or a healing that manifests later, but Marco said that he was healed, and he was back at work already for a couple of months now. So obviously, when I prayed for him in April or May, he was getting well, and then in the summer, he was better and went back to work. God is good.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me, I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. I tell you what, compassion is amazing. It moves God. It changes things. It literally changes things. God is able to move with compassion like you've never seen before. I have many testimonies on compassion, many things on compassion, but I encourage you to show compassion, to be excited about what God is doing, to show compassion on someone else, to believe that God can touch them. They can believe that God will move on their behalf. Because when God uses you and you put your heart out there and you believe, then God will touch the person that you bring them to. I believe it. We talked about in the first segment, we talked about the Kenyan girl that was deaf that God healed. We talked about the David Ricardo on the last one that the Kenyan girl was healed, that she was deaf. Someone showed compassion. They dragged her to the stage and God healed her that night, that very second, that very hour. God touched her. People heard the sermon. They ran and they touched her. Then it was David Ricardo. David Ricardo, his friend Marco, my good friend Marco, was hearing the sermon on compassion. He got up, he went, drove, picked up his friend during the prayer line, and we had a long prayer line, 400, 300, 400, 500, I do not know. I believe it was more up to the 450, 500 range, and I laid hands on every one of those people. Some of them I couldn't even lay hands on. When I was reaching, they would be falling back already. Reaching, and they'd be falling back. Some of them I'm reaching, and they fall back, plus the person catching would fall back as well.
So Dave Ricardo's healed of Parkinson's. God healed him out of compassion. A friend went, picked him up. But I want to tell you about this wonderful young girl that I met there in Kenya, my last trip to Kenya about a year ago. I went to a place, I'm going to tell you the name, but you're not going to believe it. It's called Kakamega. I'm going to leave it like that. Now, I didn't think many things come great out of Kakamega, but that's what it's called, Kakamega. So I went to Kakamega to go preach. And when I'm out there preaching, they take me to a very ranch area, a very rural place. And when I was in Nairobi, the people in Mwiki district in the slums were telling me, oh, if you're going to go to Kakamega, you got to have the free range chicken. We call them kuku. If you can get the free range chicken, they are the most tasty, most delicious chicken you'll ever eat. They're so wonderful. So I'm over there and I'm like, oh, that'd be good. So as we're driving up to this little ranch kind of looking a church, all metal building, I'm pulling in. And as I'm pulling in with my drivers and those that are with me, I notice all these chicken running, these little free range chicken running all over the place. As I go and look at these, I go, oh, these little chickens must be the cuckoos, the cuckoo that they're talking about. These must be the cuckoo that they're talking about. And I'm like, yeah, there's going to be some good chicken. So Kenya is a little different than most countries and definitely different than America, but they want to feed you before you go preach. They have all this food. They make a big deal about it. They feed you. I'm not one to eat before I preach. In fact, most of the days I preach, I'm not saying I'm fasting, but I just don't like lifting my stomach. I like to be free, like to preach without it being weighted down. Now afterwards, come on, take me where you want to take me. We're going to eat. But before, I usually just drink water, maybe a snack here and there. So I go over there and I'm sitting down. I get this meat and I have whether there was chicken, put this chicken on the plate. And I think, wow, this must be the cuckoo. I wonder how good it is. So I had a little drumstick. I bit into this chicken. Oh, it was like rubbery chicken. It was so pulling and biting because it was rubbery. But it was the best flavor I've ever had on chicken in my life. And trust me, I got through that meat. The bone and everything was all tasty. I didn't eat the bone, but it was very tasty. Well, anyway, we went into service. And as we're in service, I preached this sermon again. Mark 2, verse 1 through 12, about compassion. When I preached this sermon, after sermon, and I'm finished praying for the people, the young lady comes up to me. This young lady, she's very short, very nice young lady. She says, please, Pastor, don't leave. My friend is coming. Please, don't leave. My friend is coming. Please. Well, her friend never showed up. It was time to leave. I said, I got to go. And as I was leaving, I said, thank you so much for having me. And thank you for the cuckoo. It was delicious. It was amazing. Whoever made that cuckoo dish, mwah, beautiful. So they all said bye and everything. I went, took off. Next day we come back. The second day. When we pull in, I didn't see any more of the chickens running around. Nowhere. Now there was like 14 or 15 of them last time. Now there's nothing. I pull into the place to park. I get out, grab my stuff. And as I'm going inside, every woman in the church, at least 15 or so, that can cook, were standing there behind a dish. And I'm like, what is this? And then Paul, my bishop that's there, looks at me and says, you've made a mess, boy. They want you to judge between all their dishes now, because you said one was really good yesterday, so they made all their best dishes. I felt so bad, because all the cuckoo was gone. Every cuckoo was off and dead. I slaughtered them. Not physically, but just me verbally saying I love the dish. So now I'm over there tasting the dishes, and after about the third dish, I was like, your sacrifice will be remembered in heaven. This is all good. And I kept going. Well, that young lady came by again, and she said, please do not leave. My friend is coming. She needs to be healed. She can't walk. She's in pain. She's hurting. You got to pray for her. You have to pray for her. And I said, okay, I will. I'll pray for her. And as I'm over there walking around, after service, I'm finished preaching. I'm walking around. And I said, where's your friend? She goes, I'm going to go get her. You go get some more cuckoo. I'm going to go get her. So she took off. She came back. I'm finishing my cuckoo. And she comes in there. And she washes my hands and said, come on, come pray for my friend. She's waiting. She can't stay long. She's in pain. This young lady, let me tell you what she did. She doesn't even have a driver's license. She took the ministry's Jeep. She drove it. She stole it. She stole it. She went and picked up her friend. Her friend would not open the door. She crawled through the window, dressed her friend, opened the doors, and threw her inside the Jeep and drove her there. She said, the man of God is here. You will be healed. Now that is compassion. That is compassion. That is compassion. And God honors compassion. God will honor compassion as you believe. So as I prayed, as I went in there to go pray for her, she's holding her really tight. She said, come on, Pastor, you're going to get this. Get this done. I can't hold her any longer. I said, don't you worry. God is able. Don't you worry. God is able. And I said, your faith has made her whole. I said, let her go. So she's holding her tight. She goes, you sure? I go, let her go. Just put her in my hands. I put my hands out there, got one hand. I put my other hand out there, got another hand, and I walked her towards me. As I'm walking her towards me, I hear that popping. I hear that cracking. I hear her back moving and her back shaping. I look at her, and her body's changing, and she looks like she's doing a little dance. But she's not dancing. God's healing her. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.